Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio is Rick Benson. Rick, good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Rick is from the wild state of Utah. And when I say wild, he's got a fantastic ministry called 777 Ranch and horses and cattle and all that type of thing. But Rick, you're more than a rancher. What has God called you to do?
Well, he's called me to take the tools of horsemanship and use them to reach people for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something I've been doing for quite a few years.
Right.
So I'm just really blessed that God has given me that tool. Mm. And it seems to resonate both with young people and adults alike, where they want to come for the horsemanship, but also they get to hear the gospel when they're there.
You are in Utah. A lot of horses out there, a lot of, as you would say, cowboys, I guess?
Absolutely.
Right,
yes.
Right. So that would be a really unique approach to sharing because, like you said, your experience is in that area and being able to teach young people and, I think, you said all the way through adults, that aspect of horsemanship, but yet getting their attention in that way and then just for them to be able to watch your life, listen to your philosophy of life. And there are a lot of lessons that can be taught just through horsemanship, aren't there?
There certainly is. And what's unique about our ministry is that we do have that type of people around us all the time. And so they are watching. But it's also spreads out to other parts of the country.
Okay.
And so folks come in from all over the United States for this horsemanship instruction. So not only do we work with the local folks in our area and in our state,
right,
but young people and adults from other parts of the country, too, and so that are drawn in, and again, because of the aspect of horsemanship.
Now, where do they stay when they come?
Now, we have a three-story log lodge,
okay,
and there's four bedrooms in it, and then three motel-style cabins,
okay,
and then in our indoor arena on the side, we have bunkhouses that will house 44 people.
All right.
With showers and restrooms and so forth.
Okay, okay. So on an average, how many weeks of the year do you have people there for horsemanship training time?
Well, we finished this summer with 8 weeks of horsemanship-type camp.
Okay.
And then other retreats. And so, in fact, we had one this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll run from about March to November.
Okay, okay. And so most of them stay a week?
About a week at a time,
uh-huh.
Yes.
And how do people out east hear about your horsemanship camps?
Well, a lot of it's word of mouth. But also here in the last couple of years, there's a magazine called The Western Horseman, which is a guide for horsemanship. And people take that magazine and have for many years that are interested in horse-style activities.
Yeah.
And they did a six-page article on us 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that really spread the word of who we were and what we do.
I guess so.
And began to get a lot of calls. And then the other thing that we do, there are horse expos in just about every state in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have an opportunity, we have a booth that we take there, set it up.
Okay.
And then people come by at these expos and we're able to talk to them and get them interested to come on out to Utah.
Sure. Sure.
And sometimes the pictures that we have there really draw them because they've never seen some of the type of country that we have there in Utah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just beautiful. How much acreage do you have?
We have 260 acres
on
our ministry place.
Right. Okay. Now, tell me about your childhood. I think you probably grew up on a horse. Is that true?
Pretty much. I was actually born in Kansas.
Okay.
And then early on in my life, and that's where I accepted Christ as my Savior, at a small church in Great Bend, Kansas.
At what age?
At 6 years old.
6 years old.
And then my parents moved us to Southern California.
Hmm.
And you might think, well, that's a strange place to practice horsemanship.
But right.
In those early years, the 50s and the 60s, and I was in north of San Diego, about 30 miles, a very rural area.
Oh, okay.
At that time. And so while there, my dad helped start a church in that small community.
Oh, I see.
But about 6 miles away, there was a boys' camp.
Uh-huh.
And I began attending that to work for them when I was 13 years old.
Sure.
And started working in the kitchen, scrubbing pots and pans.
Uh-huh.
and then worked my way up. By the time I was 15, I was doing their horsemanship program, giving kids trail rides and so forth.
Sure.
So at that time, God began to speak to me and say, this is what your calling is. And so I've been doing that for many years, using the horses to help
kids. Did you get the training there at that camp?
I got some training there, but it was not in depth. And then from there, I moved to another place called Rawhide Ranch, and that's where I got a lot of training. Okay. It was a large horsemanship facility.
So during your high school years then, were you thinking of getting into some type of ministry with horses, or was it just the idea of ranching and working with horses?
No, it was always the aspect of ministry, using the horses in a camp setting.
Okay. So now, did you have to go to college for any of that?
I didn't, but the place that I mentioned, the Rawhide Ranch, yeah, it was really 4 years of college.
Was it?
In a sense, because I was able to work under people that were very knowledgeable.
Oh, okay.
There was a veterinarian that came out there 3 times a week, so I learned a lot of veterinary medicine.
Yeah.
They had a vocational college there for young people that wanted to learn horsemanship and use it in ministry.
I see.
And so it was a really concentrated 4 years.
Sure. So when you finished with that, did you think about maybe joining that staff, or what did you have in mind after you got done with that training?
Actually, I wanted to start my own camp, but God didn't see it that way at that time. And so when I left there, I just needed to make a living. So I did what I knew how to do, and I managed breeding farms, handling stallions and mares, and training colts and so forth. And then a few years later, God called me again. I needed to be in camp work. So I was in this barn. I said, Lord, there's got to be a ministry, a camp ministry out there somewhere,
right,
that I can align myself with doctrinally,
right,
and use the skills that you've given me.
Right.
And 2 weeks after I prayed that prayer, a doctor came in that I was working on one of his horses.
Okay.
And he invited me to go with him that next Saturday to see some property where he wanted to build a ranch.
I see.
And so I did. And while I was there, one of the fellows that we met said, I know someone that needs a ranch manager right now. And I needed to make a change.
Okay.
And to make a long story short, I took a job that I didn't know where it was going to take me. And they
That's called the step of faith.
Yeah. They moved me to a property to manage a ranch. And through a set of circumstances, I found out God had placed me 12 miles from the front gate of Camp Ironwood. I didn't know it existed.
Okay.
And so that was the answer to my prayer. Sure. And met the people that had founded the camp.
Yeah.
And then eventually went on staff there, developed a horsemanship program for them.
I see.
Stayed there 16 years.
Sure. So in his sovereign plan, he leads you, and kind of like Abraham, you know, God says,
yes,
okay, now follow me. Well, where are we going? Well, just follow me. Well, I'd like to know when I get there. Just follow me.
That's right.
Yeah. So you became the manager of this ranch, met some people from Camp Ironwood, and began to get interested in what God was doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So you're there at Ironwood for 16 years, but there was still in your heart a desire to start a camp.
There was. And two things that happened there. We were servicing churches at that camp. And so the kids from youth groups and then retreats for churches and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But God put a burden in my heart for those kids that weren't going to church, that needed to know Christ as their Savior. And so
sure,
that's really the focus that we have at the Three Sevens Ranch in Utah. And so we do some things for churches for sure.
Right.
But our main focus is evangelism to those kids who do not have the opportunity to hear the gospel in a church setting or a church camp setting.
Right.
Right.
And so that's the direction that God has taken us.
Totally different emphasis, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It
okay.
is.
Okay. Because both camps are meeting special needs.
Absolutely.
Church kids, church groups, that kind of thing. Over here, those that may never have heard of what a Bible is.
Right.
The horsemanship is kind of like the hook that gets the attention, that pulls them in.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
The way we do our horsemanship is interesting, too. It's a level program. And so when the kids come to camp, they may be just beginners in their horsemanship.
Okay.
but they can take a written and a writing test to make to move from one level to the next.
Right.
It basically takes 5 years to get through my program.
That's 5 weeks?
5 weeks, 1 week at a time.
Okay.
And so they come back year after year. So that gives us the opportunity to really delve into their lives. And we see young people maybe with a bad background or no background in things of the Lord at all. But through those years that they're there, we see many of them accept Christ as their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually takes a year or two before they understand what's being taught to them.
With that in mind, you probably wouldn't let somebody come for 5 weeks and take all five sessions.
No, we wouldn't for that reason, but also it's too much information.
Okay.
And too much writing. It takes a lot of writing time to complete the skills that they have to learn.
Probably pretty exhausted at the end of the first week.
They are. They
go home and rest.
They do.
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, do you advertise so that when folks are coming to the camp, they know that they're going to hear something from the Bible?
We do. We don't hide that fact at all.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them say, the parents of the children say, I think that'll be good for the kids to hear that.
Okay.
And so there's questions, what do you teach from? And I just say, we teach strictly from the Bible.
Right.
We're not putting down any other religions.
Yeah.
But this is exactly what they're going to hear, things from God's Word.
Okay. Okay. Going back to your personal life, where did you meet your wife?
Well, that's an interesting story, and it could be a little bit long. When I first went to Camp Ironwood that I mentioned before, my wife then is not my wife now. My first wife passed away while we were there at that ministry.
Yes,
And again, God's hand is in every aspect of our lives.
Yeah.
So while we were in the vicinity before going to Ironwood, there was a young lady that took our younger kids to day camp at Ironwood.
Okay, all right.
Little did I know that God was preparing things ahead of time.
Huh.
And she was a single Christian school teacher.
Right.
And she spent the summers up there. And of course, I had no idea that God had any future there for me at all at that time.
You're happily married.
Exactly. Yeah. And so she had come to camp for a singles retreat a little bit later.
Okay.
With a young man she was dating, but she wasn't sure that he was the correct man for her.
I see.
So she talked to my wife about that in the kitchen, and my wife was working in the kitchen. So they discussed marriage and so forth, and that was about a year before my wife passed away.
Well, we're going to have to interrupt your good story here, but definitely we'll pick it up the next time we're together, because as we see God's hand working just step by step, we can trust him, can't we?
We sure can.
We don't have to understand it, but we can trust him. And folks, could be that God has you in a place where that's all you can do is trust him. You don't understand what's happening, but God does. And praise God that he is in control. You let him lead, you let him provide, and the joy will fill your heart. Well, until the next time, may the Lord bless you in an awesome way.